today. You're listening to Voices from the Edge. We'll be on next Thursday, 8 a.m. I'll be here with Reyna Lopez and State Representative Diego Hernandez talking about people of color and politics here in Oregon. Deepa and Alex, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all that you do and for having us on.
Thank you. All right, everyone, have a great day. Take care.
Good morning. It's 8:59. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Please support KBOO during our fall membership drive by calling 877-500-5266 or by going to kboo.fm and clicking on donate. Coming up at 9, just a couple of minutes away from Press Watch, Teresa Mitchell says imperialism begins at home. War is good for big business and death is good enough for the masses. Truth right there. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, Per Fogering talks to Professor Alfred McCoy about his brand new book, In the Shadows of the American Century, The Rise and Decline of U.S. Global Power. At 10 o'clock, it's Air Cascadia. At 10:15, Flashpoints. At 11, on Between the Covers, David Naiman welcomes Portland novelist Peter Rock and his book, Spells, a novel with photographs. It explores the relationship between dreams and waking life, the head and the heart, the living and the dead, and all of this great stuff because of members like you who are going to get on the phone and call right now, 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by the Roxy, located at 1121 Southwest Stark Street in Portland. Breakfast is served any time at this 24-hour diner. Lunch was provided by Stupid Burger, located at 3441 North Vancouver Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97227. Gourmet burgers, hot dogs, and fried fare from a yellow trailer. Dinner was provided by Tamale Boy Restaurant, Truck, and Catering with three locations in Portland. Go to tamaleboy.com for more info. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of KBOO at the Clinton, Thursday, September 21st at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. This month, KBOO at the Clinton will be featuring the documentary, I Am the Blues. I Am the Blues highlights the last original blues devils, many in their 80s, still living in the Deep South. Featured musicians include Barbara Lynn, Henry Gray, and Jimmy Duck Holmes. Again, that's KBOO at the Clinton featuring I Am the Blues, Thursday, September 21st at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. It's membership drive. We're looking for your pledge. We put on our pledge pins and we've gotten out our cans of a pledge and we're wiping all the surfaces, hoping for you to call in. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. And there's so much news today. There are disasters. So I just want to acknowledge that before I get into my program. Mexico City, partes de Morelos son destruido, and people are just trying to dig out And that story is ongoing. That's a heck of a quake. And it certainly reminds me that we're overdue for one here. We need to learn from what happens there. We need to help people there. So that's just another reason to get rid of resident rump. Hurricane Maria has departed Puerto Rico. And I'm sorry I have to do this, but I have to remind everyone that Puerto Rico is American territory. Puerto Ricans are Americans. That's American responsibility. The island is destroyed. It was destroyed by big finance before that. It was 70% of the power is knocked out by Hurricane Irma, and all of the power was knocked out, and the place was smashed by Hurricane Maria, which is now heading north-northwest toward the Turks and the other islands in the Lesser Antilles, and it's already up to 115 miles per hour again, even after hitting the mountains in Puerto Rico. So, Cuba, by the way, is recovering nicely. Unlike U.S. territories, Cuba's ready for you to sign up for your tourism visit this winter, if that's what you want to do, because they mobilized there in Cuba. Well, this is Press Watch. As I say, it's the news you're not supposed to know. And having given an acknowledgement to some of the big stories, I want to point out that these disasters, they, as big as they are, they're not the Yalu River flood. They're not the Black Plague. They're not the 2004 Indonesia tsunami. By the numbers, they're just not nearly as big. There are worse disasters in the offing, that's for sure. And we have a reason to follow the news with a critical and educated ear. As resident Rump prepared to threaten North Korea earlier this week with his famously obnoxious war speech, the spy submarine USS Jimmy Carter returned to base flying a Jolly Roger pirate flag, probably indicating that the crew had successfully flown another drone over North Korean territory. And the reason I say that is because the last time they made that gesture, which is a special submariner gesture, it meant that it was deduced that that is what they had done. I watched this sort of thing to determine just how serious the war threats are. It doesn't look good. In May this year, there's a Russian site reporting that the U.S. Nuclear submarine USS Cheyenne, known for special sneaky missions, went to the Japanese base in Sasebo, allegedly for the recreation of sailors and replenishment of stocks. But at the same time, the appearance of that submarine in the region was associated with the situation surrounding missile and nuclear tests that were conducted in the DPRK. The U.S. and British press right now, and this worries me more, are festering with stories like Kim Jong-un has sex slaves, which reminds me of so many war propaganda stories that the U.S. press obediently runs, enthusiastically runs. Reminds me of the pineapple face slurs versus Manuel Noriega. Anyone remember that? That sack of corn flour that was claimed to be cocaine. His underwear brought out for photography. It appeared in major U.S. publications. We're talking about the New York Times, Washington Post, prior to the assault on Panama. And man, that was a bloody, bloody assault. It was horrible. If I may point out the obvious, the territory of the USA has now been hit with three major hurricanes this year. The devastation in the Virgin Islands in Puerto Rico is said to be mind-bending, and gigantic swaths of Texas and Florida are now covered in rotting sewage. In all of these territories, the tax base has shrunk due to irrecoverable damage just at the time tax revenues are needed the most. In the coming year, there will be a massive migration of U.S. citizens from these devastated and jobless climate change disasters, and some of them will be coming here. So how do you want to deal with that? I'm just saying that it's going to happen. This is climate change. Climate change is here now. Three major hurricanes is climate change. Do you doubt it? Meanwhile, the biggest single polluter in the world, the U.S. Imperial Army and its industrial complex, are being handed a bipartisan gift of a bloated multi-$100 billion budget. Bigger, more, bigly, more billions. I suggest the planned wars in Iran and Korea be scrapped and the soldiers redirected to rebuilding tasks. Better yet, let's shut it down. And let's build up a better society. I want you to build up KBOO. I want you to build up yourself a hoodie. get yourself a hoodie. I, you know, the real pitching will come later in the hour. But I want to tell you how easy it is. All you have to do is call in. I've got a KBOO membership form here because I'm going to renew my pledge and I'm going to get myself a zip-up hoodie. And it's going to be double X large for my double X large buddy. The wording says, this black zip-up hoodie features new artwork on the left chest that is 6 inches high, images of a radio tower with a red star on the top of the tower. At the base of the tower, it says KBOO Community Radio. The hoodie is made in the USA. There are limited numbers of these available in each size. And the reason I want this hoodie is because years ago when I first got one, I lost it. It's easy to lose. Everybody wants a hoodie. It's very arty, actually. And people are glad to have their hoodie, and you get it by calling 877-500-5266. So I've got my KBOO membership triplicate form, which someone else would normally fill out when you call in. And it really just takes a couple of minutes to fill it out. We don't even use computers for this. We don't really need to. We've got our triplicate form. We've got our system. It does get entered into a computer later. But you know, what I do is I send $25 a month, and I'm going to get my hoodie. And you need to call 877-500-5266. The news you're not supposed to know is that as Americans, and particularly white Americans, we are utterly and hideously brainwashed. If you think about it, the only lasting and satisfying payment you ever received in this affluent society, the only satisfying payment you ever received for anything was the accepting smile of the people you know. But that sort of attitude does not generate profits for the parasite class, so we have been deluded into thinking that affluence equals virtue. Oh, it's very insidious. In the last decade or so, marketers have doubled down on this so that you can buy smart cars, smart water, smart popcorn until you smart yourself, but you can get smarty, smart everything until you can convince yourself with a flip of a credit card that you are better than the next person in the checkout line. It's pitiful, really. The corollary, then, is that poverty equals badness. Homeless grandma living in a broken car behind the Methodist church is therefore someone who has made bad choices. Without knowing her, one might assume she does drugs or has been arrested for child abuse or something, so we let our own grandmas and teenagers and brothers and anyone and everyone who runs into a period of bad luck live in a shabby tent on the sidewalk, in the rain, in the winter, in the summer, and then we blame them. But this is brainwashing. We are not free in this country. See it. See it, because you will not be able to unsee it. We are desperados. We cling to a cliff of rent or mortgage payments, clinging to our affluence, trembling at the whim of our bosses, and holding our breath whenever a police cruiser appears. We can sing and shout about freedom at rallies and baseball games, but it doesn't make it true. We suffer more imprisonments than any nation. We sneer and scoff at the most basic demonstrations, most basic democracy and unionization efforts. We are a broken people. This is a horrible place to live. It's something that you cannot stop seeing it once you see it. It's easier for me because I'm old enough to remember when just about everyone had availability, had housing, and when the first rash of houselessness hit the public optic nerve, it was when legislatures across the nation decided to defund residential mental health facilities. Suddenly, in the Reagan 80s, people who simply could not care for themselves were thrust into the alleys and curbs, and then we saw them, and now we're used to this sort of criminality. And when I say criminality, I mean we are used to acting like criminals versus each other politically. Now every major street corner has a beggar. This is not normal. This is what an evil society looks like. In my 20s, I would have said that this level of depredation would spark a revolution, that my fellow Americans would shout and protest and refuse work and shut the system down so that the vicious denial of human rights would be stopped. What a silly idea. Then the 80s hit. Houselessness will get worse, though, and the super rich are very, very organized, and they have convinced themselves, I mean, even the heirs who have not worked a day in their lives believe this, that they are wealthy because they deserve it, because they are twice as good as you, 100 times as good as you, 1,000 times better than you. So the Koch brothers and their ilk pay organizations like ALEC to write legislation, like the law that prevents people in Florida right now from generating solar electricity while their power is off from the global warming superstorm. And you'd best believe that they are trying to get a law like that passed right here. And KBOO has tracked it. Jenka Soderberg has tracked it. Alec is here. And they can do it. And they make you vote for it if they have to with TV commercials that hint that you're the smart one. Smart, smart, smart. You're so smart. Does anyone remember when the power industry suckered Oregonians into paying for the decommissioning of Trojan? The nuclear power plant, they intended to shut it down the whole time. What a sucker ploy. It passed in the face of the most obvious counterarguments, simply because those mind control advertisements work. They work just fine on the college educated. Everyone else, people like the Kochs and the Trumps, believe that it is very important that the American people be kept desperate, always striving to make that house mortgage and that dialysis copay. That keeps the wages down. It keeps people under their thumb. They intend to keep you under their thumb. It proves to them, in their sad alienation, in their mental illness, it's working. The rich are destroying their own world, fouling their own nest. Imagine being afraid to so much as walk in public without the real fear of being kidnapped for ransom. Imagine having to wonder if everyone who ever smiled at you just did it to get closer to your wealth. There's no substitute for meaningful work, appreciated for its own sake, among equals, and they will never know that. Number to call, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Now I wonder what a free society feels like. I wonder. Meanwhile, the Chinese, who, statistically speaking, do not have to fear prison as much as we do. Did that crack in? I wonder if that cracked any propaganda mindsets right there. You really, just do the numbers. Sorry, but the Chinese, statistically speaking, do not have to fear prison as much as we do. They are running rings around the USA technologically right now, and that's a result of political decisions. It's a result of Apple Incorporated. It's a result of every major manufacturing firm that offshored your jobs. As an experiment, I purchased a Tourbillon mechanical watch. If you know watches, you know how complicated those little things are and what a complication is. This watch has four complications. I got it directly from China, no middleman. It works just fine. It cost $27. Not $500, not $1,000. And that's with the manufacturer making a nice profit. Such watches are boutique toys, insignificant in the world economy. But I invite you to think about what the price means. What does this mean, that such a thing can be made for such a low price? It means that high-speed automated 3D printing manufacturer in China has blown the doors off the U.S. They live in the 21st century. You do not. You live in a third-world country called the United States. The news you're not supposed to know is that we have been deformed into a deluded, self-injuring mob of racist, imperialist, Jim Crow consumers. Here at KBOO, you can find the fight back. Now, I've been doing this counter-propaganda program for decades. I will never give up. I will never give up. This world is worth improving, worth saving. I will never give up. Where do you stand? Will you fight for a better world? Will you? In what way will you do it? And will you consider joining the People's Radio Station, the People's Multimedia Hub, the People's KBOO.FM? You can do it right now. And you'll be joining thousands of people who have. You'll be joining people who understand why it's important. I encourage you. For example, I mean, you could call in or you could use KBOO.FM. And if you've never done it, maybe you just want to get your feet wet and just to go for that $5 a month minimum pledge. And we have premiums even at that level, which we are happy and we want you to have. We were happy for you to have that. 877-500-5266. We like to have that phone ring. It makes us happy. Do you want to make us feel good? Make us experience the solidarity of you calling right now. 877-500-5266. If I had my way, the airlines would not have been allowed to price gouge people fleeing Hurricane Irma. They would have had to provide seats on a sliding scale as opposed to jacking up the price. More than that, if I had my way, the airlines would be confiscated this second and prevented from laying blankets of contrails over the Arctic at night, holding in the heat, melting the Arctic. Their profits and their holdings would be confiscated for climate repair. A schedule would be set to scrap contrail-producing flights altogether, and the electric airplane concept, which is a thing because battery technology is roaring forward, would replace commercial traffic. This would mean that the affluent among us would have to spend an hour or so longer in the air. Too damn bad. I'm an anarcho-socialist, and I mean business. If I had my way, Exxon and Mobil and all the oil corporations would be confiscated now. And all that wealth, those trillions of dollars applied to reversing the global petroleum disaster, reversing imperialism, paying reparations, that's called justice. That's called justice. It's the minimum. If I had my way, the Pentagon would be scrapped this minute, and hundreds of overseas imperial bases would be shut down forever. If I had my way, no one would give a damn that I'm a woman who sounds like a man. Churches would lose their tax-free status. Churches would be required to publicly account for their spending. That would be interesting now, wouldn't it? If I had my way, it would be impossible to purchase advertising on the web, on television, on radio, or in print to promote an election campaign. Parties would be encouraged to form on the basis of freely publicized debates. If the owners of Sinclair Television didn't like having to publicize the debates, I wouldn't give a damn. If I had my way, wealth would be distributed more rationally so that the trillions of dollars we produce would make sure no one went without basic human rights, and we have plenty and more. Just do the math. We have the wealth to have housing and healthcare and healthy food. There would be no billionaires. No such emperors and kings and dukes, no billionaires. And the people who obsessed over the accumulation of wealth would be able to seek treatment for it. Doctors and scientists and innovators would be well regarded and admired in this imaginary society for their efforts, as they are in Cuba. Cuba has quite a surfeit of doctors, and they're quite good, quite dedicated, and thanks to the vicious, evil, worldwide enforcement of the U.S. embargo, they are also poor. And here's the news you're not supposed to know. If it were not for the power, wealth, influence, and wretchedness of the United States, Cubans would be richer than you, much richer. They are better educated. They work much harder. It's definable. It's measurable. You would fall far behind Americans if it were not for this cheating imperialism. I think at some level, maybe people know that. If you're wondering how this works out to your situation personally, it means more prosperity, more relevance, more value in your own life experience, less crime, less fear and racism and sexism, and more joy. And if it's your dream to be a millionaire and to lord it over others instead of being valued for yourself, as I said, you could get therapy. Week after week, I broadcast this attitude, this information. I have never given up. For 3 decades, I believe we can have a better world, a more just world. Wherever death surprises me, wherever illness surprises me, it will find that I never gave up. I never gave up. For 5 decades, we, the community at KBOO, have never given up. We will never give up. What will you do? Which side are you on? I'm joined right now by Lynn and Ken at Membership Central. And Membership Central has the details and knows how you can join up.
We usually just do it.
Membership Central knows that you can call 877-500-5266 and spend 2 minutes on the phone and dedicate a little bit of your income, a little bit of your wealth to making sure that this show that you care about, this radio station that you care about. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Teresa.
Is still here.
It's so good to be with you here this morning with the news that you are not supposed to know. And folks, this is the truth. Teresa has been doing this for a very long time, and people support her. We want you to continue to support her, and I am so glad. You know, I think I lost my hoodie, too. I was looking for it this morning because it's hoodie kind of weather, and it's time to get another one for a $25,000. Oh, in my dreams, $25 yeah. a month minimum donation. You, too.
You have to really want these.
You have to really want it then. They're and then it's that one has got silk and ermine lining. And okay, $25 a month will get you this a great hoodie. It's our new edition.
The ermines are still alive. They're your pets. I'm sorry. I just had to say
that. I know. And it's really nice. It's great cotton. Yes, there's no ermines were involved in this. It's a real. It's a wonderful hoodie, and I miss mine. So yeah, gonna have to pony up $25 a month. Easy to do, and we have someone to thank.
Yes, in fact, Teresa, here's a fan of yours, James from Salem. He renewed because he said you're one of his favorites.
Well, thank you, James from Salem.
And you know,
can join James. Call 877-500-KBOO.
Yes, 877-500-5266. Or online, because we have an awful lot of listeners online these days. KBOO.FM. It's real easy to get to donate. Or our amazing app, our phone app. go there, and there's a great big red button that says donate. It is so easy. It's the easiest thing in town. 877-500-5266.
You know, Lynn, we've been talking about sustaining, well, not sustaining membership so far, but the hoodie, which is $25 a month. But we consider that sustaining membership. What you do when you commit to a certain amount, like $25 a month, you not only get the hoodie, but you're actually insuring KBOO security for that year. We have a set budget. We operate at about $800,000 a year. And about 80% of that comes from people like you, our listeners, through these membership drives. You get the hoodie. You also ensure that we can operate pretty much trouble-free for the next year. And we've been doing that for almost 50 years now.
Are y'all sharing a mic over there?
Yes, we are.
We're getting Cuban with this mic. You know, when I was in Cuba, I saw that there was one textbook to five people, and yet they have so many more doctors per capita than we do. And I said, well, you know, in the United States, everyone has a textbook. And they were just like, oh, that's sad. You have to study by yourselves. You have to compete with each other. You don't get to study together.
Yes. So here at KBOO, we all do almost everything together. 877-500-5266. You know you love Teresa's show, so it is time. You've got five more minutes to call in. Help her make the goal of $830. That's nothing. We can do that very easily. And you know, it's hoodie time. It's hoodie time, folks. $25 a month, that's a sustaining membership of a $300 minimum. Think of that. All of a sudden becomes a $300 donation.
It's
that
up
is
to you.
Excellent.
And now is the time to do it. And we do need that encouragement. We've had a roaring drive so far. We're in just a little bit of a slump, and it would really do us some good right now for you to decide that this is the time that you're going to just dial up 877-500-KBOO, make the phone ring. We'll fill out the forms. We'll talk to you. We'll take down your comments if you like. We have a slot for that on the form. And we'll get you the hoodie. Or as you like I said, just get your feet wet, but call. That's the main thing. Call 877-500-5266. I got 3 minutes left. I got to raise another $800. So that means I need another three or four callers. Not so much, but that means you, and that means right now. Right, Ken?
Teresa, we actually have one special deal I'd like to mention. As you know, our drive started last Friday, and we're doing something a little different this drive every day. If you become a new or renewing member, we enter you to win a prize in our KBOO sweepstakes, and it's a different prize every day. So today is for you medical and recreational cannabis fans out there. If you become a new member today, not only, say $25 a month sustaining membership, not only will you get the hoodie, but you'll be entered to win in the sweepstakes. It's a $200 gift certificate from Jane PDX in Portland. Just call us at 877-500-5266 to be entered for a chance to win. And you can go to kboo.fm to also become a new member and enter. And we have the rules and restrictions there as well.
Phones are ringing now.
Just a
all
couple
right.
more callers. That's you. And think about all the advocacy we did for marijuana liberation. Think of all the time we spent on the air saying, let's stop imprisoning people. Stop imprisoning people of color. Calling out the drug war for its racism, because it is racism and it is a civil war. Think about that. That's KBOO. I mean, it's in our name. We're named after Berkeley Boo. Come on. If you think that marijuana is important, then this is the time to call.
877-500-526 or go to kboo.fm, and it is very easy to donate online. You'll see a red button there. And I believe now a little sign flashes up as soon as you go to the website, so you don't even have to think about it at all. kboo.fm, 877-500-5266. Now is the time. Join your brothers and sisters who are phoning now. If the line is busy, it'll be unbusy really, really, really fast.
So I really want to thank those of you who have called in for so many years. Those of you who are using the web right now to put your pledge in, I really appreciate what you've done, and I am so grateful to have been allowed to do this for so many years, to do my service. And I think that's an important part of what it should mean to be an American, what it will mean when we prevail. When we prevail, think of that.
All
right.
You've
been listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland, going out to you via 90.7 FM and other frequencies in Cascadia, and via the World Wide Web to all the ships at sea.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Speak for Peace, Thursday, September 21st at the HI Portland Hawthorne Hostel in Portland. Speak for Peace is a workshop that aims to develop the skills necessary to have constructive conversations when confronted with polarizing topics while recognizing and gracefully engaging with cultural differences. Again, that's Speak for Peace, Thursday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the HI Portland Hawthorne Hostel, 3031 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. Thank you.